Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Diz Unplugged episode 1226 for the week of July 11th, 2023, coming to you live from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Rhino, joined alongside by some other wonderful people like Erica Resnick.
Hi, friends.
Julie Martin.
Hi.
Craig Williams.
Ahoy, ahoy.
See, I feel like I should be doing the Saturday Night Live, the old school intro.
You sounded like
Craig Williams.
Got it, you did.
I miss those days. But the intro was also like 30 minutes long, I felt like, so it was like too much. But I just want to remind everybody that the Diz Unplugged and everything that we do here is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. They're experts at helping you plan the perfect Disney vacation. When you book with them, it costs you nothing extra on your trip, and you help support the channel and all the content that we produce here. So check them out, dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. And I do want to remind everybody listening and watching that after our live Tuesday show, we then immediately go into a live after show. There's usually like a 10-minute potty lunch break or something like that. But that's open to any and all of our supporters on Patreon at patreon.com/DizUnplugged. And there's some fun other content on there. But I feel like that Tuesday, that after show is quite a draw because it's a lot of there's a lot of language and there's a lot of just letting loose. It's a lot of decompressing. So lots of fun. Lots of fun. I also want to remind everybody that time is running out to join us for our event in California that we were just talking about before we got started. This is going to be at Disney California Adventure at the Avengers Campus, happening on August 4th. So tickets for this event are $125 per person, and that includes a private reception in the Hyperion Theater queue area with food, drinks, and members of the Diz Unplugged team from 9 p.m. to 11:30, and then the party moves into Avengers Campus at 11:30 p.m. until 1 a.m. with unlimited access to Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout, Web Slingers. There's going to be food, there's going to be beverages, and some select characters as well. So
there's actually been an update to that too that I didn't have time to put
in your script.
A good
update, I hope.
Yes.
Okay.
The first part of the party, the little Hyperion area, that will be from 9 o'clock to 11, and then inside Avengers Campus, it will be 11 to 1 o'clock. So
that's
extra 30 minutes.
Perfect.
Inside Avengers Campus. So 2 hours total there, 2 hours at the pre-party. Yeah.
Even better. I was going to say, the ticket also includes, our live podcast recording happening on August 5th in the afternoon and various meetups with, podcast team members throughout the week. And I know we were talking about that earlier this week in our meeting. I think it's going to be fun. And honestly, I'm happy we're doing a reception beforehand. If you've been to like one of our parties like this before, we usually like historically, I don't think we've had one, at least not while I've been here. And so what ends up happening is that I feel like a lot of people who come to this party end up just like really trying to like flag down and say hi to us, which is wonderful. And I love that experience. But I always feel awful about it because you've paid this money to come and like ride these rides and do these attractions. And so I feel like this will be a really nice like, okay, everybody, let's chat. Let's get to know each other. And then we all know who we're going to be riding with. Like when we see each other later, like on the attractions and stuff, we can be like, hey, Peg, what's up? I don't know if there's going to be someone named Peg, but I hope.
I love it. You just chose Peg.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, Hank, who's here? I don't know. Now it's just all King of the Hill.
Peg and Hank. Yeah.
Where is Bobby?
Bobby, I don't know you.
But that's my purse.
Sorry, I was obsessed with watching that clip over and over
Me
again
too,
recently.
Yeah.
I'm not my person. Anyway, sorry. So I'm excited. I actually, this morning before I came here, because I was like, I'm already pre-packing for this event. I pulled out my web slinger. Like there's for those of you who don't know, on web slingers, there's an attachment that you can buy in the gift shop that like goes on your wrist and it allows you to like shoot out multiple webs. And then there's other extensions that lock into that, like an Iron Man repulsor. There's like a Doctor Strange one. There's now a Black Panther one, which I was like, I kind of want that one. But it's fun because in the attraction, then your stuff looks like on the screen, it's no longer webs. It becomes those like things, and you unlock secrets, and it's basically the only way you can like ultimately.
Basically, you're saying we have to buy Ferris one.
Yeah, I think he's going to see it and be like, yeah. So here's my tip for you. If you already have one, check the batteries. Because the one time I remember to bring it to the park, right before I got on the attraction, I was like, this is Dad. what a waste of space in my suitcase. So I'm checking. I've got batteries ordered. I'm ready. I'm excited. I'm doing Guardians at least once, probably twice. I'm thinking beginning, end of night, and then just parking my butt on the Web Slingers and hopefully getting to ride that with a bunch of people who I'm sure will be way better at it than me. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, you know me. I love Marvel.
Yeah. I know for some people, losing Pixar Pier was kind of a bummer, but Avengers Campus for me is so much more exciting because I could literally sit on Web Slingers all day and just till my arms fall off.
Well, that's good to know.
And it's great rewritability.
You don't know. We had been building up the Incredicoaster to Ferris and that he was going to get to ride it as many times as he wanted.
Listen, I want to go on that with Ferris at some point. So let's make that happen. Maybe we should do that before the reception so we can go in and do it or something.
I'm like, we'll call it a buddy. I just don't know how many times it's going to be.
Yeah. I think what's cool, I get that feeling. I understand that with people saying the thing, because I had a conversation with somebody about it and they were like, oh, I felt like there was more at Paradise Pier. But I mean, I think there was more in terms of the smaller rides, whereas we have like two pretty big attractions in the park. But then also the thing that I do like very much about Web Slingers, and I always say like the problem with it is it's because it's still newer and it's popular, is that it is one of those rides where as soon as you're done, you're like, okay, now I know how to do this ride. I want to get back in line and I want to like, there's like different techniques. You can do this like thing where you like shoot out your arm and then you're supposed to pull down and it pulls stuff. But then there's like things where like if you shoot at different objects, it'll activate things. So it's different. It's similar in that way where like Toy Story, I know people love, you know, there's secrets you can unlock. And this has that same sort of thing, which I really enjoy about it. So I'm looking forward to being able to finally do that, be able to get back in line and not have to wait another hour and a half, hour, whatever, and just be like, okay, again. And just, they'll be like, sir, please get out. So I don't know. I'm excited. I think, it also looks really cool at night. I feel like the lighting in there
That's
is really like dynamic and fun.
To see.
Fun photos, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited to find out who the characters are because I still don't
know.
Me too.
Yet. I haven't been to Disneyland since 2008.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Oh, it's going to be.
I was pregnant.
It's going to be a whole different experience for you. I can't wait for that. My best friend's coming and I'm just like, since I've been working at the Diz, I'm always like, I've been trying to get to California with her at the same time and it's finally happening. So I'm just like,
oh wait,
so thrilled.
When was our adventure? I can't remember. Maybe that was like, oh, I had kids. So maybe like 2012. So maybe I'm lying to you.
Oh, it's still, if you haven't been
still
in the last like 5 years.
It's been over 10 years.
Yeah.
I know that.
And what's a lot of fun is we're going to talk about it in a little bit is the San Francisco area is going to be a little more open.
I'm excited.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Plus I just love the idea of being able to be out there with all of these people who are listening and watching and all of you. And like, how often do you get to be in a park where you're like, okay, we kind of know everybody right now. You know, that doesn't happen. So that's like, I think that's something fun to consider too. But before we move on to the news, I just want to, how is everybody? How you doing?
I'm good.
Got that Taylor Swift shirt on, I see.
Yes, because Speak Now, Taylor's version came out last week. That's all I've been listening to.
Big moment.
And one of my best friends that lives in Indiana came to visit Disney for the past week, and she saw Taylor on July 1st, and I wasn't able to buy one of the shirts when I went to the concert, so she brought me one of the tour shirts, so I'm really happy.
I would be too.
Taylor was in Tampa, like it was like 10 years ago. It was like the 1989 tour, which I love that album, and I'm like...
Yeah, I like it too.
Her performance was on Halloween, I wish. And there were still tickets. This was before everything sold out all the time.
That's the next re-recorded album. So your era is coming.
I can't wait. Like 89, Reputation.
Though that's my like sweet spot for Taylor. Like I just feel like that's the moment where I'm like, okay.
Yeah, what
this
I
is like
yeah,
real pop.
For me like, too. I like Speak Now. Not, you know, it's just a little still too much country for
me. Yeah, it's not my favorite album, but the re-release of it moved it up a few ranks. My favorites are still like Folklore, Evermore.
I love those. Oh,
I'm a Shad Girly.
Me too, dude. Those came out like right after my brother died. I was like, oh, I love these.
Yeah, those are my favorites. But I do love Reputation. So I'm excited for that re-release.
It's
too.
A really kick-ass album. I'm sorry. Yeah. It really is.
Is she going to re-release that one? Isn't that one already in her name?
No, she doesn't own that one. The first one that she released owning, I believe, was Lover.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That late in the game.
Yeah.
So I'm in a good mood because I got a new Taylor album with 6 new songs on it. So I'm in a good mood.
I'm jealous of everybody who got to go on the tour. My friend CJ went and Austin and somewhere in Texas. I don't know if it was in Austin specifically, but I just am like, I'm also one of those people where I'm like, what's the merch like? Like,
yes,
unless somebody buys it for me there, I can't get it. Like, I don't want to order on the website, and that's fine if people do. But it's like,
I can't even have a concert tee if I wasn't there. Like, I feel like I'm totally faking it.
Yeah,
you know.
Then might as well just get one of those fake Disney concert tees. Get a Powerline concert tee. You weren't there. Who knows?
You don't know if I was there.
How are you, Julie? How's your summer shaking out now that you're on school vacation?
It's been nice. Yeah. Visited Louisiana. We had family here. It's been really nice. Lots of yard work in my life. I love to be in the yard. Mm. My dad, I guess I got that from him being his daughter. And my mother is a farmer. So, yeah.
No.
It's just natural, I guess.
What are they farming?
My mother, she just recently harvested her corn, like 150 years.
Oh, jeez.
They grow watermelons, lots of beans and peas. Trying to think. Oh, cucumbers, tomatoes, things like that. She has chickens.
Field of dreams up there. She is living
with the land. Yeah. Okay, my mother has lived with the land my entire life. But I feel like as she's gotten older, she has progressively gotten more with the land. Like, I feel like
she's starting a compound.
I'm sorry. No, they slaughter their meat on their front patio, guys. I mean, like, chickens, cows, like, they have their own, like, it's, what would you call that? Like, it's very organic, okay?
Yeah.
But it's super fun to visit and have fun and really take the kids
really
there.
You're really doing the farm to kitchen table.
You know, I don't think people really know and understand how I grew up. You know, like, it's strange. My best friend just recently visited, and she was explaining, like, knowing me as a child, because I had divorced parents. And so 1 week I'd be with my mother, and 1 week I'd be with my dad and my stepmom. I had 2 totally different wardrobes. So, like, when I was with my mom, I wore cowboy boots and Wranglers and, like, was a total cowgirl. And then at my dad's house, my wardrobe was the opposite. It was preppy and, like, bass suede, you know, loafers and, like, all that stuff. It's like, I was like, I had 2 different personalities. Like, seriously. That's how she explained it. And I look back on it now and I'm like, whoa, that makes a lot of sense now about who I am. But anyway. I'm good, Rhino.
I'm good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Craig, how are you? Sorry, my Siri keeps turning on randomly lately. I don't know what's her problem. Sorry.
Don't need to talk about myself. I'm just going to kind of say 2 condolences. First off, a couple weeks back, Michael Bowling, host of Connecting with Walt, lost his mother-in-law and you know, Carol's mom, and Michael lost Carol years and years ago. So if you're a fan of that show or ever, you know, met Michael in person, listen to him, keep him and all of his family in your thoughts. And then we lost another person in our Diz World too a while back. I just saw it though. Shelley Lewis passed away. Yeah. So if you ever had the chance to meet her at any one of our Diz events in the past, she was always just so bright and enjoyable.
And very
like
sweet,
so many
sweet
people
person.
Are. Yeah, very sweet. So sad times for us, but
very sorry to their families.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It's always a bummer. That's the strangest part about like the current time we live in with this. And, you know, like I know we're somebody put it once where they're always like, oh, you're my friend, but I'm not your friend. And so it's like a weird, you'll see names, you'll see these people that show up in the chat all the time. And you're like, oh, I know who that is. I know who that is. But you don't like really know who that is. And you don't really know what's going on. And then when, you know, a little while goes by and you're like, oh, I haven't seen them for a while. And then lately that keeps happening. A friend of mine died, I think on a Disney cruise, medically related. I don't think it was like anything nefarious or whatever. Well, I mean, he was 2 years younger than me, but I just realized it was like, had been like 2 months and I was like, I haven't heard from this person. And so I like went and looked and I'm like, oh, they haven't posted in a while. I was like, maybe they took a hiatus or whatever. Or I thought I had done something to offend them or whatever. Cause we were literally supposed to hang out the day before they left. And then I couldn't cause randomly like somebody from Massachusetts was here that was like, I really have to see this friend. I haven't seen him forever. I will see you as soon as you get back from the cruise. And then I was like, oh, maybe they were just offended, like I had canceled on them. And no, they died. So, but how would anybody know to tell me? You know what I mean? Like, they don't have a list of, like, here are my friends in Orlando. And so it was just like,
it would just have to be word of mouth. And that's,
It's crazy. So I found out like 6 months later. It was like Christmas. I was like on my phone. I'm like, where is this person?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Oh, dead. Yeah. So sometimes I feel like that's a really scary thing. So I hope everybody, you know, condolences to everybody out there. And, you know, I just, you know, we do see your names. You do make an impression on us. So I don't want people to think they're gone and lost and forgotten, you know.
Yeah.
That you're still with us. So, well, with that, let's move on. And, we're going to talk about the news here. We have like, 2 weeks of highlights essentially, because if you remember, last week was the 4th of July, and, there's been a lot of food updates. So I hope everybody's had lunch or a snack of some sort, because, we're getting into it. First up, Disney released the menus for the four newest locations coming to the 2023 Epcot International Food and Wine Festival, which kicks off July 27. A lot of the booths from years past are returning with classic menu items. There'll probably never be a day where you can't get the cheese soup at Canada for Food and Wine. But some of the booths are getting new menus. The Fry Basket is adding pickled fries with dill ranch. Mexico and Italy are changing their menus completely. And America is adding chilaquiles. And that's just a small taste of all of it. So let's talk about the four new booths, which unfortunately won't be opening until later this fall. There is Char and Chop, which will have roasted porchetta with lemon, parsley, salsa verde, and shaved fennel salad. There's going to be grilled Impossible spicy sausage with herbed polenta, puttanesca sauce, and ricotta.
Did you practice that?
I did read this ahead of time, yeah.
So good.
And I hate that word, too. So it's fine. Meat assorti, a trio of shaved meats with baby arugula, pickled mustard seeds, truffle oil, and grilled ciabatta. So that's the Char and Chop menu. And then we've got Wine and Wedge, which is going to have assorted artisanal cheeses and accompaniments. Borson fig and balsamic souffle with fig tapenade. There's Southern pimento cheese with bread and butter, pickled vegetables, and grilled bread. There's an artist palette of wine and cheese, which is assorted artisanal cheeses and accoutrements paired with Selbach, Oyster, Zeltinger, Saunier, Riesling, Spalit. There's like five words to describe Selbach. One bottle of wine. Hartley Apple Brandy and Florida Orange Groves Winery Black and Blue Port. Then over at Bubbles and Brine, we're going to have Jumbo Shrimp Cocktail with Prosecco cocktail sauce and grilled lemon. We've got Jonah Crab Claw Cocktail with stone ground mustard sauce and caviar with traditional accompaniments, champagne cream, and Bellini. And then finally, the Swirled Showcase is going to have Mickey-shaped liquid nitro cake, soft serve, and a waffle cone, which I made fun of until I kept reading because it has vanilla, and you're like, okay, vanilla soft serve, wow, cool. Apple cinnamon soft serve, baby. That's where I'm at. Mm. And then salted caramel. And they're going to have a cream soda float with vanilla soft serve and a Fanta grape float with vanilla soft serve as well. Also, for all the Muppet people out there, like Craig, the Muppets are going to be represented inside of Brew Wing Lab at the Odyssey. And Disney said, don your lab coats and prepare to experiment with delicious flavors at Brew Wing Lab at the Odyssey at the Odyssey, which invites guests on a flavorful adventure featuring the culinary creations and madcap mishaps of Muppets Labs. That's right. Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and his faithful assistant Beaker of Muppet Labs will welcome you to their taste testing headquarters, where the inventive duo are busy creating scientific snacks and mind-blowing beverages. You'll have a chance to sample some of their kooky concoctions, like the unnecessarily spicy yet extremely tasty Scotch Bonnet Pepper Curry Wings or the Pickle Milkshake. Consider it a flavor experiment in the name of science. So, you guys think the Muppets are actually going to be there, or do you think it's like Return of the Muppet Lab, or like a pre-recorded video?
My biggest thing is I cannot have a pickle milkshake, and you're just worried about whether or not the Muppets are going to be there?
I'm drink anything. If the Muppets are watching, I'll do it.
So the pickle milkshake can go one of two ways, because a lot of times when you get stuff that's like pickled flavor, it's either got that like dill flavor to it, or it does the opposite, and it just tastes like kind of cucumber. So I don't know if this is actually going to be like a milkshake where they blend up dill pickles and, you know, serve it to you like that. Not that I wouldn't, you know, Well, it's a, would you put it past Disney to actually do that? And yeah, I don't know if they're bold enough to be able to do that.
Well,
I
they could use sweet pickles, and then it wouldn't be so...
Well, sweet pickles shouldn't exist because they're awful.
Get me wrong. I hate sweet pickles.
The worst mistake you ever make in a grocery store is when you're like, yes. I'll grab the pickles, and you're like, oh no. I'm so excited for this pickle today.
Sweet pickle, garbage. Or when someone asks you to try their homemade pickles and they're sweet, and you're like, it's so good.
I'm so happy you went into pickling.
Put up with it if you're at a restaurant and they're like, oh, it's our house-made pickles, and they are sweet. And it's like, okay, I'm not going to be that guy, but I'm
dill all the way.
Yeah, for sure. We're a dill household, so don't worry about that. But yeah, I'm very excited to see how the Muppets are incorporated to this. Obviously, the easy way would be to have just a video screen up where they're kind of, you know, doing little shenanigans and hijinks and welcoming you to brewing. I would love to see physical, Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and Beaker. I don't think it's going to be with Muppet Mobile Lab. As much as I would love to see that come back again, because that was one of the greatest things with Epcot, I don't feel like there's enough room or space in that area. So, you know what? It's more of Walt Disney World embracing the Muppets, and that's better for all of us out there. So I don't care what it's like, just that they are getting representation, and there better be merchandise that comes with it. Okay. Because
there's gotta be, right?
If they're smart, they will make merchandise specifically with them on it for that booth.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I will buy it. So I still wear my Regal Eagle regalia.
They still sell that, or is that gone now?
No. When that closed, when the pandemic happened and the park closed, they never brought back any of the Regal Eagle stuff. But it's sad, but I have it. My glass is falling apart.
Wait, so I'm sorry. What did you say? I know you said it won't be the Mobile Labs, but do you think that we'll see them?
He's hopeful.
I'm hopeful. Okay. I will not repeat myself.
No, I just...
In a nutshell, he's hopeful.
I got lost. Yeah, okay. I know you said they ran out of room and stuff, and then I was reading
You're the host. Pay attention.
I was reading. I heard every other word.
All right, Corey Jr.
Well, we're going to move on to some spooky news. The Haunted Mansion at Magic Kingdom will be closing for a routine refurbishment from August 7th through the 9th before
the
first Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party on the 11th. The internet was abuzz about the Hatbox Ghost being potentially added into the attraction as promised at D23 Expo 2022, but Scott Gustin, the old trusty Scott Gustin, is saying the closure is not to add Hatbox Ghost to the attraction and that it will happen this year with no specific date. This begs the question, if not in time for the movie and not in time for Halloween, then when? Will it actually go in this year? Yeah, exactly. Is he gonna have a wreath around his neck?
Yes, here you go.
Yeah, is it good? You think it'll be this year? I think it'll be next year. You think they forgot? Can you imagine
it's just sitting somewhere and they're like, oh, we were supposed to do that.
It's like when your parents promise they're going to take you to McDonald's. I swear we're going to go this weekend. And then they don't.
Like, I really wanted those french fries.
I mean, it's got to be sitting somewhere. Like,
is on property.
Yeah, they wouldn't just build like one of them and be like, you know what? We did our job years ago when we built the one with Disneyland. Not going to build any more. Not going to build any parts. Like, there has to be stuff for it. But yeah, when will we actually see it? Why wouldn't they gotten it ready in time for the movie?
They misplaced it. I mean, how old is the person in charge? If they're my age, they definitely don't know where it is.
I don't know. And then also too, like, yeah, you don't want to close it down anytime during the Halloween season unless they're able to truly just install it overnight and then one day it will magically appear. But it just feels like it's cleaner to be like, hey, let's take it down for a couple days, do it right, make sure it's working, and then go for it, rather than everyone riding and being like, I wonder what's behind that curtain over there.
Pay no attention.
Is it the wizard?
My speculation is that in like these 2 days that they're doing this little refurb, they're going to be moving some stuff around to make the space so that it can eventually be like an overnight plop. There he is. Beautiful. But also, that could be wrong.
I hope Scott's wrong, but I'm assuming the first thing he did, as a good journalist would do, is reach out to the source, which would be Disney, and I'm sure they said no, and that's why.
I just think that's such a missed opportunity with the party starting, like, literally a few days after that. Like,
here's the thing. Didn't they just pop the one in Disneyland overnight? It just showed up one day. There was no reefer.
So then
right?
Erica's probably right about the plopping.
That's what I think. But even moving maybe even further back than that, what if it just shows up the day the movie comes out? Like, I know they're not saying it.
Park reservations now.
Because what are they going to do in 3 days? I know they're not dusting the place.
I just think it's more fun.
Well, they add dust.
They are, in fact, dusting. But they're not removing. They're adding it there. I think it would be cooler if they just did it and didn't say anything. You know what I mean? But that doesn't seem like Walt Disney World either. I don't feel like they often have done that, but I don't know. So who knows? But I do think it's wild that this movie that's like one of their major tentpoles is coming out and they're like, meh, whatever.
Yeah. Especially when it seems like they're riding a lot on the Haunted Mansion movie and their overall box office performance for the rest of the summer.
And
like they need it to perform well.
And from the looks of the preview, it looks like the Hatbox Ghost is like the main villain, like the main bad guy. I mean, I know it's the whole mansion, but it looks like he's the head
honcho.
Oh, I didn't even do that on purpose.
The head honcho.
Because he holds his head.
Or lack thereof.
Moving on to something even scarier. The closing of Galactic Star Cruiser, which I rewrote the word in my notes and I think it auto-corrected to Battlestar Galactica. So, but the final voyages are set to sail, fly, I don't know. What we know is the final voyage is September 28th through the 30th, 2023, and we've debated what's going to happen to that resort after its closure, whether it's going to be demolished or used for storage or what, and it does appear they're actually going to use the space in the future, supposedly. Justin Morrow was interviewed by The Points Guy a few weeks back and was questioned about its future use, to which he responded, "No hints yet, but something will happen with it." That's not how he talks, so I don't know why I did that. I know we've had the discussion before, but do we actually believe this, or do you think that Josh is being optimistic towards the future like a Disney executive should be, or is he just stating facts like something will happen with it, and that something is demolition? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's just going
to
be abandoned.
It's just very open-ended. I mean, yeah. He just goes on to say, all I know is we did something no one's ever done before.
You know? Yeah, right? Yeah. And it was like a great opportunity for our guests. And we're so happy we could offer it to them. It's sometimes weird where you're like, you speak only in positives. Like, how do you wiggle around in there to find the actual, like, truth, the true story?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you can't, like, if you're asked that during an interview and you're going to be, like, forward about it and you're going to leave it on the record, you have to say we're going to do something with it like that, but it doesn't mean anything. He's not going to say no, we're going to leave it there rotting forever and just it's going to be okay. You're not going to miss that building. Even if we demolish it, you're not going to miss that space. Like, you can't say stuff like that, especially with Disney, a company that's all about moving forward and what's next, and in a state of like time we're in right now where there's not really a lot next, you also don't want to be like, yeah, that thing we're closing down gonna be vacant for a long time, so we're
that
doing
piece
great
of crap?
Right now.
Yeah, like it wasn't a piece of crap.
We're definitely
either.
Doing something.
Well,
we're doing something.
Yeah. You guys love Discovery Island, right? What's it called? The Random Island?
Yes, that's what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah. You guys love that mystery about Discovery Island. Guess what we're going to give you? Another mystery about a closed building that's haunted.
They're going to plop that down on Discovery Island.
Yeah, we're going
to. It's going to be abandoned.
We didn't want Magic Kingdom to be the only place with abandoned structures. So now we're giving one to Hollywood Studios.
Well, at least we still have River Country.
The River Country, yeah. It didn't get demolished, right? When they were going to build the resort there?
Isn't there just a wall?
River Country's a mess, but yeah, it's just, it's more, it add Star Cruiser to the list of crap that will probably sit way longer than it ever should.
Yeah. All right, well, finally, we're going to pop back over to California, where we've got an idea about some of the food that we're all going to be enjoying when we're out there in August, because San Francisco, parts of that are going to be opening right before our trip. So we've got the Lucky Fortune Cookery. That's going to be reopening July 19th, and there's a bunch of new menu items, including karage-inspired crispy chicken sandwich, which is amazing because I love karage, beef birra ramen with consomme served with house-made birra Ferris, soft-boiled egg, Monterey Jack, cilantro, roasted corn, onions, and radish. You've got the yaki udon with mushrooms, sugar snap peas, roasted red peppers, bok choy, and dark soy and hoisin sauce. Yaki udon with karage-inspired chicken, and a Baymax macaroon filled with chocolate, hazelnut spread, and buttercream that I'm sure Craig will knock out of my hands. And I won't be able to try it, but I'll have bought it. Longingly. He knocked a ghost out of my hand once.
You've never forgotten.
And I will never let it go. Yeah, because he karate chopped me with a baguette, a loaf of bread from my own bag, hoisted on my own batard.
Well, here's the deal. Rhino had sort of an attitude.
Imagine that.
So he grabbed the bread, stabbed me in my tummy, but when he did it, the box fell and this thing imploded. Like, it wasn't like we could even pick it up off the ground like trash people. This thing imploded. So I look forward to recreating that scene with the Baymax macaron. We've got some returnees over there, which are going to be pork wonton nachos. Those are good. Hoisin glazed pork, cheese sauce, spicy aioli, pickled cabbage, jalapenos, and toasted sesame seeds. I feel like they always look better in the photo than they are, but I do really enjoy these pork wonton nachos. The teriyaki chicken with sauteed vegetables and steamed rice. You've got beef bulgogi burrito with seasoned rice, cabbage slaw, and garlic chips, and pot stickers, crispy vegetable and chicken pot stickers. The kids menu is going to have teriyaki chicken with sauteed vegetables and steamed rice, chicken and rice with vegetables and steamed rice, yaki udon with mushrooms, sugar snap peas, bok choy, dark soy sauce, and hoisin sauce. That's new. That's plant-based too, Erica.
Yeah.
So when I tell people you're my daughter, that can be your kid's meal. Yeah. That's what I like to do now. Whenever we do our food reviews, the server will come up and I'll say, well, our daughter is the one with the allergy. And no one ever says anything.
Yes, because they're all the way up here. And I'm down here and I look 12.
Yeah. So I'm always like, my daughter has the food allergy.
So are you dad? Are you dad?
He's like a papa.
Yeah. I feel like Craig is more of
a papa. Papa Hisho.
Papa Craig.
But he doesn't care for it.
I can see.
We've got a cafe, Cocina Cucamonga Mexican Grill is going to be opening on July 26th.
All I can think about is Michael Scott going, Cucamonga.
So what I'm really excited about over here is there's going to be San Francisco style street corn with togarashi mayonnaise, queso fresco, furikake, and bonito flakes served with wheat chicharrones. That is like on my must.
Everything looks good on this menu.
You've got quesabira street style tacos, carne asada street style tacos, al pastor street style tacos, pollo asada street style tacos, tacos dorados de papa. That's plant-based, Erica. Mm-hmm.
I saw that. It looks really good.
Those look so good.
Frijoles, I don't know what that is, charros, and lime cilantro rice. That last one ended on such a dud. So Rita's Turbine Blenders is also going to be open. That opens July 26th with the Turbine Twirler with choice of frozen wild cherry, frozen lemon lime, frozen strawberry, or frozen blue raspberry slush topped with peach gummy ring. That's non-alcoholic. You've got Rita's Lemon Lime Margarita with strawberry cream covered cocoa biscuit sticks. That's new. Rita's Grand Lemon Lime Margarita with a splash of liquor and strawberry cream covered cocoa biscuit stick. I'm assuming cocoa biscuit sticks is Pocky, but
I think so too.
I feel like they just don't. It's the same way where you say potato barrels.
No. Yeah, you can't say Pocky because it's
what?
I'm pretty sure it's not Pocky.
No, I don't see the photo.
I don't think it's Pocky.
Oh, okay. Rita's strawberry margarita with strawberry cream covered cocoa biscuit sticks. Oh, is it those milk straws?
No, I was being sarcastic.
Oh. I thought maybe I'd said something offensive.
I was like, gosh, he's being so rude about it.
Rita's grand strawberry margarita with a splash of liqueur and strawberry cream covered cocoa biscuit sticks. Coming later on will be Aunt Cass Cafe with a curry beef bread bowl, San Francisco clam chowder, mac and cheese, soba noodle salad, chilled shrimp soba noodle salad, Japanese style fluffy cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I love a fluffy cheesecake.
Oh, my gosh.
Shrimp katsu sandwich, turkey pesto club, steamed rice, and Boudin sour bowl. The beer will return to the port of San Francisco Cerveceria with Carl Strauss beers and Baymax Sipper, which will be available throughout the land. Apparently, the Sipper is just a redone version of the one that had come out 2014 for the movie. It just has a different platform he's standing on. But I know a small child who will love this. Well, not so small anymore, and maybe not as much as he used to, but I am very excited, babies. I am going to have that grand lime margarita.
Who's this child he knows?
Ferris, does not Ferris like Baylor?
Yes, he does.
Who's what? Do we have to have a longer conversation about who you're friends with again? No, but I want that lemon lime margarita, the grand lemon lime margarita. I'm going to try that. I'm going to get that San Francisco street corn and I think just basically everything at the Lucky Fortune Cookery.
Really? I want everything at the Cucamonga.
Yeah.
I want to try.
Maybe we should just do a mukbang video and we're just having all that food.
I want to try every plant-based option that there is. They all sound so good.
Yeah, I have to agree.
And I'm also like a little jealous that they get this many.
It's fun that, oh, Erica, you have no idea. Just you wait till you get out there. The plant-based options out there are way more than they are here. But the thing that's cool is that I feel like it's kind of maintaining the heart of what that area still was while like getting this kind of new revamped menu and like that tie-in. So it's, I don't know. I'm excited. I've got a Baymax lounge fly just screaming to be used that I impulsively bought
at D23. You said you're pre-packing, so... Set that one
and the Marvel one. They're going in. I'm bringing two bags this trip. Oh, that's crazy.
I'm going to buy a bag.
I'm waiting. Even better. So, I'm excited. Here's the thing. If you haven't been to California, I've been Craig. I haven't been with you. But like, I will literally just be, I just eat nonstop while I'm there. It'll be every 20 minutes. I'll be like, okay, what's next? I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Ferris and, will love that.
I'm usually a grab and go. Like I like quick service. I like anything you can mobile order, whatever. That makes my life easier because you can go, you can eat, whatever. You split it with somebody because then you can eat more and more and more.
He's being a little light. Sometimes he says that, and then other times it's like no, I'm so full, I can't eat anything else.
Yeah, and get me a green tea. Like,
well, this is really disappointing. You just gotta take a little
lap, and then here's the thing. No, I'm not going to say it.
It was like, I mean, so since Corey lost a whole lot of weight and stuff, I'm like, maybe he still has the appetite he used to. No, when we were in Disneyland, he would pick at little things here and there, but I feel like he never wanted a proper meal, except for when we went off property to Cane's, and then he devoured that. And then at the end of the night in the room, his big bag of sweets that we bought from Target, he would like plow through those. But during the park, it was like, yeah, I guess I'll have a corn dog. Oh, I'm full after that corn dog. One corn dog and you're full?
Oh my gosh, I rubbed off on it.
Corn dog's the appetizer.
Yeah, I'm like,
it's the amuse bouche.
I went out to eat with him in New Orleans, and I watched the man put away a truckload of food.
Well, maybe
it also has to be the right time of day. He's not an early daytime eater.
Yeah, and I mean, when everything closes at midnight, that's kind of tough. But
true.
I think with Kim going, it's going to be one of those things too where she eats like a bird though. So it's going to be difficult. I'm going to be like, you need to try this. So it's just going to be me buying a lot of, I'm going to do the Craig method. I think I might, when the day I get in, go buy Tupperware and just put Tupperware in my bag and start like taking the leftovers. That's what the lounge fly should be for. It stacks perfectly.
I just need to say, I don't do that. So. I just recommend it every time we're going out to eat and everyone's like, oh, I can barely eat anymore. And I'm like, well, you should have brought Tupperware. Why didn't you bring Tupperware? No one was stopping you.
Some places I'm glad we haven't taken the leftovers because you'll be like, it was good. And then you 20 minutes later, you're like, oh, God,
no,
I'm dying.
We're not allowed to talk about T-Rex Cafe.
I hate when I didn't enjoy it or I'm like, I don't want that. And then someone insists that we need to bring it home because they will eat it. And then it sits in the refrigerator and it doesn't get eaten.
That's that's I live with somebody exactly like that. And I'm just like, why order so much? Sorry, I just get so angry. I'm always like, why did you order so much food?
Well, Corey will eat his leftovers like that night. If he brings it home, it's not going into the fridge. It's like second dinner.
That's basically what hey, give me one beer. And I'm like, you know what? I'm getting snacky. Definitely why I
oh, really? I'm like, where's the toilet? I have to pee.
Well, that is what we've got for the news. So why don't we move into our rapid fire, Erica?
Hi. So we're going to talk about corn dogs. All right. Blue Ribbon Corn Dogs is coming soon to Walt Disney World. If you are someone that is familiar with Disneyland and their downtown Disney, you'll know what these are. I'm kind of intrigued by these. They're supposed to be coming to Disney's Boardwalk later this year, and they are best known for their pickled dogs. I will not be eating that. I hate pickles.
I haven't had one of those yet.
Apparently you could like dip it in
peanut butter.
Peanut butter.
Yeah, it's like a pickle. It's like the hot dog is in the pickle, then it's fried, and then it comes with the peanut butter. But here's the thing. My friend, Nina, she used to say that when her mother was pregnant, she was obsessed with dill pickles on with peanut butter on bread. And Nina made the sandwiches for us all at Lightsmurders Action one day. They're good. Babies, they're good. So I'm going to have this corn dog.
Anyway,
you're going to watch me eat it, Erica.
I'll watch you eat it. I'm not going to eat it. I'll sit there and I will applaud you and I will cheer for you, but I'm not doing it. But yeah, they announced this on their Instagram account and a lot of people were excited. I saw people on social media talking about it that they can't wait for this little stand to open at the boardwalk. We don't have like a specific day or anything on here, but it's coming soon. So keep an eye out at the boardwalk if you see it open. It looks intriguing.
They've had, at least at Disneyland, they've had like I think they're the one who had the giant mozzarella hot dog that you like you saw a lot of people like pulling apart online. And I always think to myself, like, yeah, cheese looks great when you do that, but here's the thing that happens when you eat that much cheese: you die. Your heart stops. So I am always like, there's a point where I'm just like I'm obsessed with saving these Instagram recipes right now, and they all involve using cheese as like the binding ingredient. And it's just like, egg and cheese, guys, come on, let's get more creative. And now I'm dipped into these like crazy things.
I have to send you some better ones that use less cheese.
I like the idea of finding the substitutes of things. And I'm not talking like that. Greek yogurt stuff, but I'm talking like other types of substitutes. Yeah. But, you know, Julie, what you got?
Oh, Monday merch, which was yesterday. Today's Tuesday. Zoe Wood every week, you know, gives us a little lineup of the new merch. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot this week. But my favorites, mostly Haunted Mansion merch. And I'm not sure like what Craig's order is. So I'll see what he pops up with. Ah, see? Oh, that's so cute. I love the blazer. It's one of my absolute favorite things. I think male or female could wear this. Anyone? The pet bed. Excuse me. I need my pet to sleep in that.
It's cute. Disney's been doing a lot of these types of pet beds because they did one for the Mandalorian.
It's like so adorable. It's purple. It looks really comfy. Like perfect. I think it would match anyone's decor. I love
that blazer, and the internet is all over.
And it glows in the dark.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. Yes. Okay, see, that's cool.
Yes, yes.
It's classy. That
adds value.
Yeah, they also have a dress that's like, it looks sort of like Wednesday Addams. I didn't pick it as one of my favorites, but it is similar to this, just with the big white collar. Okay, so I think next would be like maybe sleepwear. Yes, look at that. I want to sleep in that, and I want that mug.
For people listening, that blazer was the wallpaper. I don't know if you said that. And then this would be the stretching room.
Yes,
right?
That's the stretching room. Yeah. And it's silk. And I can't see the logo.
I think it's just the like HH.
But yeah, it's blue and black striped. I think it looks nice. It looks comfortable. And who doesn't want to drink their coffee out of a coffin?
I do love that idea.
I'm worried about the squareness of it. Sometimes odd-shaped coffee cups are hard to drink from.
Yes. We have a cat one with ears, and the ears literally stab you in the face every time you drink. So, yeah, not a fan of that.
I bought an animal one a couple weeks ago and tried to drink out of it once, and I just poured coffee all over the front of me.
You know, you could just sort of take it. It has corners, sort of one of the little corners, and use that.
Or just buy reusable straws.
You drink your coffee with a straw?
If it's iced coffee.
Oh, no, hot, babe, hot. I only drink hot coffee in the mug.
Then don't do that.
I think some mugs are made just for pens. But you only have so many pens.
Or to stare at.
Okay.
I mean, or you know.
I use a lot of mugs for decor.
Yes, that's true. You can put a plant in it or flowers. Yeah. There's a weighted blanket. I love weighted blankets, and I know that. Oh yes, and the Crocs, and then seriously, look at that little throw pillow
of the stretching room portrait.
So the weighted blanket is the wallpaper too. The Crocs are God knows what. Is that Madame Leota's instrument?
It is. It's Madame. It's her head. It's a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not aware of Crocs, but I know people that love Crocs. And I mean, if you love Disney and Crocs, you could not ask for more.
Crocs make some. Yesterday I did a shopping video. It'll come out Thursday, so you'll see it in the video. There were Crocs for sale at the park that are sandals. And I was like, these ones are fine.
They do make...
It's the one that looks like gardening shoes.
Make different ones. But weighted blanket is fabulous. Love the purple. Love the wallpaper. The pillow. I mean, come on. You could put that in your house year-round, people.
Yeah. I can't wait for the first family who buys the weighted blanket. And they were like right at that 49 pounds before they got to Walt Disney World. And then they put the blanket in their luggage. And they're like, what? How did it gain so much weight?
Maybe you should order that online. Just a tip.
Can you get it on Shop Disney, Julie?
I would imagine.
Sure.
question for you.
I mean, listen, I'm throwing you softballs. All you need to do is hit it out of the park.
You sure can, Craig.
Yeah, I just can't search fast enough. I don't have my glasses on, okay?
Yeah, I can't see without her glasses.
I couldn't
Bees.
Seriously, Corey handed me his phone yesterday to read something, and I was like, how do you read with this teeny tiny little ant font?
I also couldn't imagine carrying around a weighted blanket around the parks.
Yeah, right. So it's definitely something you would order or send to the front, you know?
Yeah, and then
make sure you drove here.
Yeah, don't bring it on a plane.
Unless you carry it as like your airplane blanket. Can you imagine?
I bought one of those giant, the Rocket Raccoon cuddle pillow things like early in the day because I was like, it had like just come out. And I was like, I need this and I'm worried it won't. I'm glad I did because it was cold. It was at Disneyland and I was like, but his head was popping out of my backpack though. I'm lucky I had a full size bag that day, but like I could only get him all the way in, but his head was like on my shoulder all day and like stuff. But that was the thing where I was like, what did I do? How am I going to get this in my suitcase? It doesn't weigh anything, but I was like, he's so bulbous.
I love your use of words, Rhino. You use some of the best words, I swear.
That croc pattern looks like it's also all over a Dooney and Burke collection,
yes,
too.
I did not point those out because I did not like it, but there are some Dooney and Burke pieces. There's a wallet. There's a tote with, like, the same sort of, like, cartoony Haunted Mansion characters. Of course, ears and sweatshirts. And then there's also another collection that dropped, and it's, like, all kitchenware sort of stuff, and it is wood. Like, there's a cheese board that looks like a piano.
There's
a really cool picnic tote. I for one loved the Mickey Mouse serving tray, and then there's also, like, you know, the little cookbook holders.
Yeah,
it's wood and it has like a Mickey head at the top. I want a cookbook holder because it just makes it so much easier.
Plus it's a good display when you're not cooking
too. Yeah, but it's $75.
Girl, get out. Sometimes you're like, who priced this stuff?
I'm like, I could make that and get Corey to carve the Mickey in it.
I love that they're selling a Haunted Mansion, like this light up veil for adults on there too. Like, yeah. I can just imagine in this Florida heat, somebody with the two lamps and this like thing being like, God, why did I do this?
I mean, this was a really big release, like lots of things, even some Christmas stuff in there. So just take a look through it. I'm sure there's something for everyone.
Why do we think they're releasing all this Haunted Mansion stuff?
Is there a movie?
Is there a movie? I got tickets to the movie.
I wonder how many people you'll see in that blazer.
I didn't even think of that. I bet there's going to be, there has to be at least like, I mean, I'm saying at least one.
Yeah.
Are you going opening night?
No, I'm going to the advance, the thing that when you, now I've learned that on the AMC app, if you search the movie's title, whenever they say tickets are on sale, 9 times out of 10 lately, there's an advance showing of it that is a separate listing. So it doesn't come up in the showtimes for the movie itself. You have to like actually like search for it. And so I did it for Haunted Mansion and literally the Dolby Theater was empty. So I'm going on the 26th. So
that's 3 days before my birthday.
Yeah. But the movie, I believe,
you didn't know that.
comes out on the 28th.
And I will never do an advance screening ever again after last night where the kid sitting next to me, like, pretty sure had COVID and was just coughing and sneezing the entire time. And yeah, it was disgusting.
Fun times.
Yeah.
The movie was great, though. Well, Craig, what do you got?
Okay. D23 released more details about Destination D23 coming later this fall to Walt Disney World. It's sold out, so this really only impacts people who are showing up. But I know a bunch of people are going to be waiting at home to potentially find out what might be announced during D23 Expo. And unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to be a lot of juicy news because they released what is happening during it. And they said, like, for Disney Parks experiences and products, join Josh tomorrow as he hosts a fun and entertaining presentation about what makes a Disney experience so magical and memorable for guests and fans around the world. So that doesn't sound like hear about the latest and greatest Disney news ever. That sounds like we're going to fluff this out and talk about Disney. But there will be other cool things happening during the weekend. A lot of celebrating 100 years of Disney with digging deep back into the archives. Disney voices will be there. They'll talk about weird Disney during it. For shoppers, Mickey's of Glendale will return to Destination D23, so you can get that Imagineering exclusive merchandise, plus lots of other merchandise surrounding the event. There's going to be parties. It sounds like it's going to be a pretty cool time if you have tickets to it, and if you don't, hopefully, at least for the presentations, they will live stream some like they have in the past, so you can stay up to date on everything that's happening with Destination D23. Yay.
It's not for me. I feel bad. I know a lot of people really enjoy this event, but I'm a West Coast D23 gal. I'm not into the one here. It's not my jam. Like I think it's great. I love that they have two different events that are very, very different that people can still get jazzed up about. And it seems like maybe I'm sure there's going to be some sort of announcements come out of it or something. Nothing like earth shattering, but historically I feel like we get like a fun announcement here and there.
Yeah, there might be. But yeah, so with Destination D23, that's for people who are, I'm just going to be blunt. It's for serious Disney fans who care about the history and the most minute and small details, and they want to learn something new or see photos from the past that they've never seen before. And then, of course, D23 Expo, if you're talking about the big panels, because they do small panels like Destination D23 too. But for the big panels, that's for the people who want the rush of endorphins. Like, I saw celebrities, I saw breaking things for the first time ever, and then that high wears away just as fast. Like when you leave camp and you're like, you are so excited, and then you get back to reality and you're like, oh, everything is sad.
I never got to go to camp.
I don't feel like that when I leave D23. Also, I didn't go to camp either.
I know. Oh, now I'm sad that I didn't get to go to camp.
As someone who's left D23 with Rhino, he 1,000% always has. Every trip I've ever been with him, he leaves on the last day of the trip. You know what? I think I am going to move to Vancouver. Yeah. I mean, I might spend time living in Seattle first, but then I'm definitely going to move to Vancouver. You know
I
what?
Like that you're constantly dreaming, Rhino.
God, you know what? And I'll probably die in this swamp here. Fortunately, that's where I'm at. My depression is a full-time high this week, so.
I know the perfect swamp to throw you in.
But put me in a sinkhole, please, at least.
Okay.
Well, that's it. And guess what? We still got a little bit of extra time, so we can finally have our week at Disney discussion. Did anybody have a good time at Disney this week?
I mean, the past 2 weeks to pull from, it was July 4th.
Shoot. Which, did you go to the fireworks?
I didn't go to the fireworks, no, because we still have however old he is now, 8 months right in there. So
we still have a thing.
He doesn't stay out too late. He will be forced to stay out late when we're
his
in Disneyland.
Curfew hasn't been extended.
And then I'm still very weird about fireworks. I've talked about it. Like, I am so afraid of being the reason why he goes deaf from getting too many loud booms from fireworks. So I'm still very paranoid about it. And
he has an adorable pair of little.
He does. And we watched our neighborhood fireworks, and that was fantastic. And I think Disneyland will probably be the first time that he watches actual fireworks in that way. That'd be a nice special place for it. But no, we went, we spent some time on property on July 4th. We went to Epcot, and we hung out mostly in the American Adventure Pavilion. It was a lot of fun. I want to give a shout out to a Disney PhotoPass photographer back there, Gabe, who he collected some really good memories. Aww. For us. I'm only choosing to show the ones that don't necessarily showcase his face, but no, he was really good. He got one candid shot of Rory that was like just so adorable. He was awesome. And then we had to escape inside Regal Eagle, where we got to try the burnt ends French fry nachos that they're doing right now. So good. Oh, and
I love burnt ends.
It was so good. And while we were sitting there, Rory was getting kind of upset, and there was a cast member around the corner that literally, her name was Thana, and I feel like I'm saying it wrong now, but her name tag was Thayna, and she literally just entertained him, like playing peekaboo
for
15 minutes while we were sitting there eating. And she was just the absolute best. So many good cast members we experienced that day.
And babies draw them in too.
Yeah.
They do.
No, for sure. And it just, it made it even better that the crowds weren't really that bad. I know they got terrible for like fireworks at night, but during the day, it was so relaxing. Like it's been for, you know, past couple weeks, it's just been low crowds and a lot of stress-free visits to Walt Disney World. So I've been happy with it.
It's been very hot lately.
It has, yeah.
And I feel validated. Like, literally every, I was in the park every one of those days, basically, except for the 4th of July. And I was like, it's so hot today. God, is it, what's wrong with me? And then, like, the next day, they're like, yesterday was the hottest day on planet Earth ever recorded. And yeah. I was like, vindicated. Like, so, you know, get those little portable fans. Get the, I do the, Erica knows she's been under my umbrella, little UV umbrella I use there. It makes
I brought
a difference.
My umbrella with me the day after that when I went back to the parks. I was like, Rhino's umbrella saved me, so I'm going to remember to bring mine.
You should call it a parasol. It's parasol. Way more elegant.
Well, it's funny because I think I did when I pulled it out. But I was like, but it's like, it really does make a difference. The hard part, the thing to remember here too, is you're not just fighting the sun and the heat, you're fighting the humidity here. So be careful with
that. It's not the heat that gets you, it's the humidity.
Get my hair for sure.
It's been everything recently, though. Yeah. It's like
in the
rain,
storms. Yeah,
the we've sun, had yeah. the storms. Humidity.
It's just been like you wake up and, you know, if you go outside at like 8 or 9 in the morning, it already feels like the sun is way too close. Like,
you need to be up at 7 with me, with the birds. It is wonderful.
I mean, I usually, that's the first time we take the dogs out, but it's just, for me, Florida, Central Florida has felt like the beach when you get like you're on an East Coast beach where the sun starts rising and starts reflecting off the sand earlier. It just like it feels extra hot. Mm. And that's how Central Florida has felt right now. And, you know, walking in a pavement heavy area does not help anything at all. Like we were at Animal Kingdom on Sunday and we were maybe there for like 90 minutes. It was just so brutal. We walked in, we did Gorilla Falls so we could see the gorillas and the hippopotami, our favorite thing to do. And then we did get the cute Heimlich cupcake, or not cupcake, the brookie that they're selling at the Creature Comfort Starbucks. A lot of icing to make Heimlich. He's a you know, a caterpillar turning into a beautiful butterfly, but was super delicious. But yeah, we did those two things, and then we're like, oh, we're not even going to finish a lap. Just too hot. I feel so bad for people vacationing right now.
Yeah,
it is not great out there. So stay hydrated and
wear sunscreen too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the fact that it's not like overflowing with guests right now does make it managing those other factors a little bit easier. So I was like, oh, thank God it's a little bit lighter of crowds. But I don't know. You and I were talking about it, Erica. Where we're like, it's not empty, or maybe Craig was too, but like, it's just not overflowing like it has been for the last like year and a half.
I haven't been since Memorial Day, but that's what we were surprised by on Memorial Day. I'm like, where is everybody?
Yeah. Like, I was at Magic Kingdom on Sunday, and I was like, there's people here, but I don't feel like I'm suffocating.
Yeah.
Like, we were able to watch Festival of Fantasy. Like, we literally got a spot 2 minutes before it started, and we got a really good view and weren't swarmed with people. Nice. And I was like, this is a nice experience than what it would be in the past, like, not being able to show up 2 minutes before the parade. So that was really nice. And I have had a lot of nice character interactions with, like, no line. Hmm. Like maybe having like one or two people in front of me, and that's just been amazing, especially like the Disney Junior characters over in Hollywood Studios. Like Fancy Nancy had nobody. Doc McStuffins had like two people. Pluto had like maybe like four or five people waiting in line, but it was like such an easy process to see them, and they were all phenomenal. But it's been so nice.
I love that Doc is still around.
Oh, I love her.
You don't know who Doc McStuffins is?
I know who it is. I just don't care. I don't want to
How dare you?
Way past my time. Like,
she is the best animal, stuffed animal doctor out
there.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, that's fine.
I beg to disagree with you there, because I've seen some of the magicians at Build-A-Bear, and they do wonderful work.
Shake it on the pole. Yeah, so.
I don't know about that. And you're like, it looks like liposuction when they're like,
Once the last kiss time Doc McStuffins has completed open heart surgery?
I believe he has.
I haven't seen that episode then.
It was only aired once and then banned. Yeah. Too much blood. Yeah. For the Disney afternoon or whatever. Not Disney afternoon. What was she on?
Disney Junior.
Disney Junior.
Yeah. Yeah.
Disney afternoon.
Disney Junior. Channel I've never turned on. The same with like Nick Junior. When that would come on, I'd be like, nope, grandma, I'm out. Shut the TV off. It's too soft. I hate all the soft noises on it. Babar, no thank you. More like goodbye. Yeah, it didn't rhyme. But I met a listener who was very nice yesterday at Animal Kingdom, who's like, he listens because he lives in Tampa but goes to school at UCF, and I'm like,
oh dear my
god, what is that drive like? So he was nice. I got to talk to him for a few minutes, didn't ask his name because I'm too shy to. What's your name?
Craig's most of that. His day driving.
Just tell me your name.
Jeez.
Yeah, so he listens to us back and forth, but he was very nice.
I've had a bunch of good like one-off things happen. Like we were at Boardwalk visiting our friend Allie, and yeah, you didn't get to see her. That's
sugar.
That's your fault. But on the way walking to our car, like we had this one couple that just like they did the nice where they kept walking, and they're like, "It's you," and it was a really sweet one. But then like I was getting in my car, and I felt awful because the Boardwalk parking lot was so filled up, and like it was one of those moments where I could feel that there was people just like circling around, and they're like standing there waiting. I'm one of those people. I don't like to be rushed when I'm getting in the car, especially when we're loading a stroller and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like I'm telling you, there's these CPs that are looking for parking spaces right now, and they're just circling around. And then I go to pull out of the parking spot, and I start to turn the car, and the person waiting was like, "Hey, Craig." And I was like, "Oh no." It was all internal dialogue for me. And I mean, clearly she pays attention to something, so now she's going to see this, and I'm even more mortified for sharing, but it made me laugh. I was like, oh god, this is why I shouldn't have any inner dialogue with me. That's all of you that have inner monologues and
yes,
dialogues.
We do.
You don't have one.
This is why I shouldn't do it, because when I do, I get myself into pickles like this.
So you just shut yours off? Like, I don't understand. Yep.
Don't listen to me.
I know
don't
that.
Need to listen.
That's
to
what's
it.
Weird. Like
I always hear something. Yeah, I've had some wonderful interactions with listeners this past week. You know, took some photos of people, and they're all very, very nice. Unlike you, I write down their names so that I can remember
for
myself.
Oh my god, shut up. Denny does that too. Denny used to do that too.
I have a notepad, and I like write down their name and then where I met them so that I'll never forget.
I do that. I used to do that, and here's the thing. Guess what I forget to look at every week?
The
notes in my phone. Yeah,
like, I look at it, but sometimes when it's just in passing, it's, you know, no one says, my name is this and I come from this.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I can barely remember my own name. Like, so I feel bad, but it's like, I'll remember people after a couple times. Like, I don't know.
I feel like you're good at remembering people's faces.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a very you thing.
It takes me a second, but I'll be like, I know them. And then as they start talking, I'll be like, yeah, I remember from this thing at this thing. And I remember you from here, you know? So it's tough though. People who can remember names. Amazing. So good for you with the notebook trick. I'll never be as good as you.
That is what hospitality school taught me. The first thing that you're taught.
Did you watch The Bear?
No.
Oh,
in 101 hospitality, our first class, our teacher, the first thing said, when you meet somebody, you're going to ask them their name, and you have to repeat it 3 times in your head or more until you can remember it.
Yeah.
And say their repeat yeah. their name to them in the sentences. To make the best guest experience.
There was like a show I saw where it'd be like, what's your name? Erica? Erica, very nice to meet you. Now tell me, Erica, how have you done? Erica, that sounds lovely. And you're like, is this one of those AI robots that I'm talking to? Where it's like, it's like when you do the chat where you don't yes. want to call somebody and they'll keep saying your name. Oh, thank you, Mr. Whatever. And I'm like, stop.
I do this all the time because I don't want to call anybody.
Yeah, I know. God, but who wants to do that
yeah,
anymore?
That was like, day one of hospitality school.
Oh, I'll never forget that. Amelia Brandon.
Well, now we will know that Erica's not being genuine. She's just doing what she was trained to do. So there you go.
Well, I always wanted to work in hospitality because I love people and making good guest yeah. experiences. So, yeah.
But by genuine. Writing it down and where you met them, like when you recall it to them, they'll be like, wow, that is so cool. It's a great way to remember things. So leave her alone, Craig.
I'm reading right through it. Not genuine.
Where my wallet is, where my car keys are. I'm so sorry.
Do you know
I can't
your
remember
car's
names.
Parked?
Like, I'm not even kidding you. And the problem is, I tried to go get, I was like, oh, Craig, my car's over there the other day. And I confidently went, pulled on the door of a car that wasn't mine. And I was like, why? Oh, no. And I was like, oh, no. The remote thing is already not working in this car. So I tugged repeatedly. And I was like, oh, there's my car.
The
two more rows back.
Better- would have been someone in the car.
That's
I was just about to say, that's when you know you hit your rock bottom, because I did that like a month or two ago, and it was so embarrassing.
It happened to me at their school. Okay, so I where I drop Ferris off, like I park, and so I had gotten back in my car, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden my door flies open, and I'm like, excuse me, and it was another parent. They have a white car too, and he was like, I am so sorry. He's like, I was not paying attention, like tried to get into my.
My
like,
grandfather drive me through did it. Sat in the car. This was years ago, picking up my sister from Girl Scouts. Got in the car, sat in the car. For like 20 minutes waiting. Like he must have gone out, done something, and then walked back. Sat in the car because there's another blue Toyota Camry. Waited. He was like, I was in that car for 15 minutes or something. Waited. Jackie came out. She got in the car. I went to start the car and I'm like, why isn't the key working? So he's like, who left their car unlocked like that and let me but like it wasn't until he started the car and I'm like, oh God, Grandpa. Wait, like this was like 20 years ago.
I have a question. Do you walk to your car? From the front of the car or from the back of the car? Because I walk from the back of my car so I can read the license plates to make sure it's my car so that doesn't happen to me.
Well, see, because you and I both have like, well, all three of us have, and yours is white. Uh-huh. So like we have black, pretty nondescript cars. Yeah. I feel like, I mean, at least
everyone has.
I'm thinking about getting a vanity plate solely so I can recognize it the same way how I know when it's Craig's car. I'm always like, okay, I know it's that guy.
I have a shark tooth like sticker. That's how I know it's mine, because it's a lot of white.
I do a fun windshield. The windshield sunshield thing is always going to be an image, because that's the only way I can recognize a black Mazda SUV.
And
so
I know my license plate with all like of by you heart. Out there.
Me too. That's why I always check my license plate, because I have the annual pass magnet.
The acronym
but like
story?
Everyone has that.
Magnets don't stick to my van. I can't. My Disney.
You shouldn't
pass
do that either for a long time.
It
peels the paint eventually. It's, too.
Well, nothing sticks to it anyway. Magnus,
are you
going to
say
off?
The acronym tool thing?
No, I was going to say, can we end this all?
I know. I want to end it. Sorry. We make an acronym up for the license plate, and then there's a new one that's really funny out there. But can't tell you. Then you know whose license plate it is. So, all right, gang. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, everyone. Go have lunch. I'm sure you're all hungry after this episode. So that's going to do it for this week's episode of The Diz Unplugged. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again real soon. Take care. Insert tagline here.